Shalom to all. Today we're in Masechet Kehilim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is reading Lubaschas Esbas Rachol Shishi Bezachar Avanjus Evi Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And we can discuss in different Kehilim and when they're considered not Kehilim anymore. When are they considered broken? If they were Tameh, they now lose their status of Tumah, or they can't be Makabel Tumah now anymore because they're not Kehilim. So Mishnah tells us Hachemes is a leather flask of sorts or a leather bag. So Shir Bekais Shal Shasi, the shear that the hole it has to have in it, then now it's not considered a clay anymore, is with rolls of Shasi. Now we know that when someone weaves with a loom, there's something called a Shasi in the Erev. This is the crisscross pattern of the weave. So balls of thread that are used for the chassis part of the weaving, if they're able to fit through this hole, so the chemist loses din of a kli. However, im ein makabel shel chassis, if this kli was designed from the beginning that it has a hole large enough that now it's not able to hold balls of chassis thread, it still could be makabel toma, alfal pi makabel shel erev tameya. And the proper way to translate the mishnah would be that alfal pi kein, even so, meaning even though it has this hole that now it's not able to hold the chassis ball of thread, still, since it holds the erev ball of thread, which is wider, so it's makabel toma. And that's because clearly this kli was designed not for the chassis thread, but for the erev thread. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference that it has a hole that the chassis thread would fall through. It holds the erev thread, it's considered a kli, and it's only once the hole is large enough that it can't even hold the ball of erev thread, only then it's not considered a kli. Here's something similar. Base ka'arois, a kli is designed for holding plates or bowls of sorts, but it has a hole that it cannot hold the ka'arois, it's not a kli anymore. However, it was designed in the first place, she'ain makabel ka'arois, that has a hole that it's not able to hold the ka'arois, that doesn't make a difference. Afal pi, even so, shemakabel satam chuyin, as long as it holds tamchuyin, which are large trays, and they're not going to fall through the hole, tamis, it's makabel toma. Similarly, beis harayid, this is like a little toilet or potty for children, she'ain makabel mashkin, if it has a hole in it, oh, the liquids can't stay in it, they're going to fall out the hole, not a problem. Since it was designed to be like that, afal pi, even so, shemakabel saray, since it holds gedailim, it holds the excrement that comes from the child, tamis, it's makabel toma. Now, Rabbi Gamliel Matahar, Rabbi Gamliel argues with all these things. Why is that b'nei she'ain makayimin? I say that's because a person doesn't keep such a kli, even though originally it was designed to be like this, to have this hole. That's still not a standard way to make this kli, and people usually don't keep kelim like this inside their homes. If the kli is really meant to hold plates, for example, and it has this hole in it that can't hold plates, but it could hold tamchui in these large trays, a person's not really going to keep that kli, and therefore it's not makabel toma. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, hasalon shall pass, bread baskets, shiur bikar shall pass. The shiur is that if a loaf of bread could fit through the hole, so it's not a basket anymore. What about the following? Apifiarois, these are woven baskets of sorts, meaning it reads and similar things like that, and the bottom got a hole in it. And so what did the fellow do? He strengthened it with strong reeds on the bottom and running up the sides of it, and that strengthens the bottom of the basket, preventing it from falling apart. So even so, tahira, it's not makabel toma, because these kanim, these reeds that he had attached to strengthen it, could be very easily removed, so it's not really considered like he fixed the basket. However, if you made gapayim on it, then tameya, it is makabel toma, that's because it's considered fixing it properly. What are these gapayim? So two different explanations. Either it's referring to these reeds themselves that he used to strengthen the bottom of the basket. Since they're extending out the top, he takes those extra pieces and he winds them around the lip, the top of the basket, connecting them strongly, so that's gapayim. Alternatively, it means that he basically made a loop or a handle connecting these kanim to each other, so that would be considered like it's a proper strong tikkun. Now the basket's a proper kli, so it is makabel toma. Rav Shimon Eimer, he says, even if it has these gapayim, if you're not able to lift the basket up by them, to hire us, so it's not makabel toma, clearly it's not a strong enough tikkun. Whereas our for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalan, hey, continue to discuss different kalim and when they lose their status of being able to makabel toma. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.